You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
And welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my two good friends, Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to gobble till I wobble today.
You know, last year, a year ago today, I was running that half marathon. Today, I'm not, so I'm going to feel guilty again about eating what I'm about to attack. I cannot
wait. Well, actually, I'm kind of looking forward now to the gobbling and wobbling that Carol just mentioned. That'll be a unique experience.
Absolutely. You gobbling and wobbling is a unique experience.
Not me. I do that all the time. Right, it's Carol that I was referring
to. Okay. Well, we got a great show today on our Thanksgiving Day special. I want to welcome Haley Livingston. And she is the program manager for Home Aid Atlanta. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Haley, before we get into a conversation, why don't you take a few minutes and tell us a little about you, your background, and what you're doing for Home Aid Atlanta.
Sure. Well, I've been a part of the home building industry for several years now and have actually been with Home Aid for 4 years and am now the program manager for our organization and happy to be a part of it.
You just mentioned home building industry. I guess that is not the first thing I thought of when I thought about Home Aid Atlanta. I mean, is that a typical confusion?
It is. And Home Aid is actually the designated charity of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association. And our mission is to build and maintain dignified housing where homeless families and individuals can rebuild their lives. So we work very closely with members of the home building industry to accomplish that mission.
So can you tell us about some of the projects that you've completed this year?
Sure, I'll be happy to. We're very excited to, in August, have completed our first environmental sustainability project, and it's a national program for Home Aid. And we had the first project completed in the whole country. We basically went to a home in Decatur. It's operated by Decatur Cooperative Ministry. It provides transitional housing to homeless families in the Decatur DeKalb area. And we did an energy efficiency retrofit on the home. So we did things like air sealing and insulation and new appliances and things like that. And with those improvements, we anticipate that it's going to save them about 40% on their energy use, so they can take those funds and then transfer that into more direct client services.
How much are you doing rehab as opposed to creating, building whole new homes?
Currently, we are doing mostly rehab as opposed to building new homes. We have in the past been more focused on building new structures, but with the changes in the economy, we've really kind of changed our focus and adapted and are really doing more of the rehab things right now.
Yeah. Well, I would think you could serve a lot more families that
Absolutely.
Way. I mean, it's a lot less work, a lot less effort.
Absolutely.
Time.
And we can get a lot more people involved as well.
And I know you have a lot of people involved in many of these projects. Can you tell us what types of companies participate with Home Aid?
Absolutely. We have, like I said, members of the home building industry. So we have builders, their trade partners, from plumbers, roofers, all kinds of contractors like that. And then, you know, we have community volunteers as well.
How do you choose? I mean, I've got to believe that with the economic environment we're in right now, that there's more demand than there is supply. I mean, it's got to be an agonizing decision to pick who gets your help and who doesn't. How do you go about doing that?
It is. And we have a great base of service provider partners that we work with, from ones we've done several projects with. So we kind of build on those relationships and continue to assist them. And then through those relationships, we're able to develop new relationships in the service provider community as well.
Okay. So you're just continuously expanding your capacity to help folks out.
Yes, we are.
Wow. That's amazing. What's your source of funding? I mean, you've talked a lot about volunteers, the different building trades, et cetera, which is, I mean, what a great way to do some community service. But do you also have, you know, donations, sponsorships, that kind of thing?
We do. We are primarily, our funding comes from donations and corporate sponsors.
Okay, we'll be right back with Haley Livingston and Home Aid Atlanta after this commercial break. An effective social media marketing strategy for your business goes well beyond a Facebook page. A comprehensive program that incorporates a well-built blog can expand the number of people that you reach by 25% or more. Get started today. Call M Relevance at 770-383-3360 or visit mrelevance.com. Okay, and we're back with Haley Livingston with Homemade Atlanta.
And this is our Thanksgiving special. I know a lot of people in the Atlanta area have a lot more to be thankful for because of Homemade this year. And there's a lot of people who are listening today that want to know how they can get involved and how they can give back. I mean, it's the time of year that we all think about our corporate donations and how we can get out there and help one another. So for people who are listening to the show who want to help this year or maybe get involved next year, what are some ways they can participate?
Well, we have several ways to get involved. And as you mentioned, donations is one way. People can go directly to our website to make donations online. We have a great corporate sponsorship program that offers lots of great benefits and exposure for companies looking for things like that. And then we also have some hands-on opportunities for people to get involved. And one of those is through our Homemade Care Days. And those are basically days where we go out and we get a group of volunteers together and we do kind of a done-in-a-day repair type project on local shelters. So it may be painting, landscaping, those types of things, minor repairs, where, you know, a lot of different types of people with any type of skill level can get involved.
Haley, I'm thinking about, I'm involved with the Georgia Symphony, and as a group, we're always trying to serve other nonprofit organizations. I mean, would we have the opportunity to put a group of us together for one of these care days? It just strikes me as, you know, two nonprofits working together might be kind of a cool idea.
Absolutely, and that is one of the things that our care days have kind of evolved to. It's a great time for corporate team building and for groups to get together, spend some time together, you know, fellowship with each other, but also be involved in giving back and really doing some great things in our community.
Now, I'm a little bit curious. Both of my daughters over the years were involved with Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. and I guess I'm a little confused in my own mind. You know, are you, I don't want to say competitors, mm-hmm. but you're serving the same kind of folks that are in a transition, having a tough economic time. How do you work together?
Right. And we're not competitors. We kind of work along the same scale. And Homemade is focused on mainly emergency and transitional housing. So that's shorter term housing, you know, anywhere from 90 days up to 2 years. And Habitat is more permanent housing. So once people graduate out of a transitional housing program that we may have assisted with, they could go on then to get a Habitat house.
You know, again, it's the time of year that we're really thinking about, you know, people who are less fortunate than we are. And I think a lot of people might be surprised by who the people who need transitional housing. You want to tell us a little bit about who makes up that group here in the Atlanta area?
Certainly, and it is very surprising to a lot of people. It's not who you probably picture in your head, a person standing on the street. It's mostly in Atlanta and across the country we're seeing it even more, women and children. They're actually one of the fastest growing segments of the homeless population. So lots of those, you know, moms, several children, families. So it is very surprising and not what many people think.
Haley, talk a little bit about what happens after the transition. In other words, you've got, let's say, a single mom with two kids hits a tough patch. You help them out and then they get themselves back on their feet. Do you have any stories about folks, you know, after all that happened?
We certainly do. We see those great stories all the time. And, you know, the great thing about transitional housing is that they're able to live there. And while they're living there, they're getting all kinds of supportive services during that time as well to help them to get back on their feet. And then, you know, we see them go out and be able to get an apartment on their own or rent a house or things like that and get a job. So it's just very exciting and rewarding.
Haley, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, one more time, please share with the audience how they can get more information about your program and how organizations can volunteer, as Todd suggested, and about financial support.
You can go to our website to get more information. It's HomeAid, HomeAid, Atlanta.org. And you can get all kinds of information about volunteer opportunities and how to donate as well.
Okay. Haley Livingston, Program Manager with HomeAid Atlanta. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
happy
Haley.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right.
Gobble till you wobble.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, that wraps our first segment on this Thanksgiving Day special. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day. Okay, it's time for the deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
This is a fun one. Edward Andrews Homes has announced fall incentives at 5 of its Metro Atlanta communities. And these are all over the place. Greystone Manor in Cumming, Hawthorne at Lost Mountain, which is in Powder Springs, Hillside Trace in Suwanee, And then Millstone at Little River and Woodstock. Oh, I'm sorry, and there's one more, Stone Creek and Powder Springs. So if you're looking to move into a new home by the holidays, they have incentives and specials at all of these communities that are good through December 31st.
There's just some nice geographical options in Metro Atlanta. It's a nice opportunity there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you are you familiar with Lost Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
That is way cool there. That is a neat area.
So we can talk about Lost Mountain. Hawthorne at Lost Mountain, home buyers can pick one of three structural improvements. So they can either add a three-car garage, a keeping room, or a covered porch.
What is a keeping room?
So a keeping room is a room off the kitchen. So you know how when you're cooking that big meal and you have people over that are entertaining, you don't want to be isolated from them? The keeping room is that space that expands the kitchen. Sometimes it has a fireplace in it, sometimes
not. Well,
that
sounds kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know, I can see my wife will want the keeping room. Personally, that three-car garage.
Absolutely. Well, your wife might want this one, too. At Greystone Manor in South Forsyth, if you buy by December 31st, you get a Thermador appliance package.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it includes a gas range, oven, and microwaves and dishwashers.
That's a nice little package.
It is a very nice package.
Wow. There's been great deals to be had in this entire industry. I mean, it's been fascinating to learn more about all these guys are doing.
Well, and I think especially an appliance package, because that's something, you know, when you're putting together a new house, you know, you're spending so much money, you don't want to think about that little upgrade, but that's something that you enjoy and get benefit from for as long as you're in the house.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, speaking of upgrades, I'll throw in Millstone at Little River. They're offering $15,000 in options during the fall incentive sale, and home buyers will receive 40% off options up to a maximum of $50,000 during this sale.
So, whoa, run that by.
Wow.
40% off of options up to $15,000.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that?
I'm trying to do the math in my head now to see how many dollars worth of stuff I can get.
But that has a big impact on your buying decision. I mean, that's impressive.
So some fantastic incentives out there. And if you want to find out more about these specifically, you can visit EAH, stands for Edward Andrews Homes. So it's EAHHomes.com.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And that wraps today's deal of the day. And we're back on this very special Thanksgiving Day episode, joined in the studio now by a very special guest. Her name is Shirley Gary. She is an owner, broker with About Sales, Inc. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you.
Well, before we get into a conversation, take a second and share with us a little bit about you, your background, and the work that you're doing with About Sales.
Well, About Sales, Inc. is a new real estate firm in Atlanta, 3.5 years young, that has been selling new construction and focusing on the new builders throughout Atlanta in today's market.
So tell us a little bit about all the different builders you represent. I know you've got communities all over town. Do you want to kind of walk through what you've got in what area of town?
Sure. We're real excited about all the neighborhoods that we've been able to bring on board in Atlanta with About Sales Inc. as the sales force. We represent in 8 different counties throughout Metro Atlanta. We have communities in Cherokee, Cobb, Forsyth, Fulton, South and North Fulton, as well as Vinings. And we also have Gwinnett, Hall County, and then we also have a great builder in town.
Shirley, you said 3.5 years you've been in business, and you just rattled off 8 counties where you have customers. I mean, either you are really, really phenomenal, or you've been at this a little longer than 3.5 years, or some combination. Could you just talk about that? I mean, how'd you get so ubiquitous across all of Metro Atlanta?
You know, it's a lot to do with people like Carol and people throughout the industry. I have been in the industry for 24 years, and for 20 of those years, I worked in-house as a VP of sales for builders in Atlanta, including some of your national builders and then some of the medium-sized builders. And then the market started to change, and it was quite obvious that VP of sales jobs were going to disappear or become half price. So therefore, to maintain the lifestyle in which I've become accustomed, I decided that it was a great time to venture into a lovely real estate business in 2007.
Yeah. Now, Shirley, I have 2 daughters, and when I think of builders, I think of a man's world. What advice could you give to my 2 daughters in making your way as a woman in that kind of an environment?
You have to be strong. You have to be able to hold your own and have some humor with it. You can't step in a man's world without knowing that you're going to be the underdog. So you've got to know that going into it, but you also have to know that in order to gain their respect, you've got to have the knowledge and the genuine interest and the confidence that you can hold your own toe to toe. And really, that's what it boils down to. You've got to have that confidence.
Yeah, when you say knowledge, Knowledge mm-hmm. about what? Talk a little bit more about what you need to know.
Anytime that you're going into a work environment, and it doesn't matter if it's real estate or any other business, you've got to have that knowledge of the person that's sitting across the table from you. If that happens to be new home sales, then you have to have done your homework. You can't just go in there thinking, hey, I've just got my real estate license, and I'm going to start selling houses for someone. It just doesn't work. They've been in the business. They understand it. You've got to know the dirt, the houses. You've got to understand the entire process. You can't just know the sales process. You have to know the entire process.
Yeah, when she needs dirt, she doesn't mean the dirt on the builder. She means literally, how do you bring a house out of the ground?
Correct.
How did you learn all that?
Woo. That's like a whole hour conversation. But to be honest, it's just, you know, you start just like your daughter might get out of school and decide, you know, well, I've got this degree, but it's kind of boring selling widgets. But houses seem like fun, which is kind of how I got started. And it was in the last market downturn, actually, in the early 80s. You just get out there and you learn it from the ground up and get in those communities, and you don't know what you're doing. And all of a sudden you're learning day by day, making mistakes. And you young people out there today, it's a great opportunity to get in this business, because you will never learn more than right now, because everything that you do is a harder challenge today than it will be down the road.
About Sales is definitely example of the types of businesses that have formed and grown out of this economy very successfully. Shirley's company was actually just named by the Business Chronicle as one of the fastest growing women-owned businesses in Atlanta.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Now, how do you can't possibly do this all by yourself. What kind of folks do you hire? How do you train them? How do you bring them on board? How do you mentor them? Talk a little bit about that.
Basically, you know, when you start a business like mine, fortunately, I did have 12 agents, was with a particular builder that came with me. Now, that builder did go out of business in 2 months. So I had to kind of reinvent myself, because for a while there was no building. And so I took those 12 agents and said, have faith in me. Let me go and find the business for you. And so I was able to work with the banks that had these new construction homes and stay in new construction, but just selling for a different seller. And I was able to keep them having that business come in the door. And I literally spent most of my time bringing that business in the door, created a buzz where other agents heard about it. And then they were like, hey, you know, I'm over here selling, but we're not really selling. But those people are selling. And so it kind of grew from there. And over the last year, I have had to grow my team of management team, because the business actually transitioned back to my first love, which is new homes. And that's happened over the last year and a half, as the builders have come back into the industry. And it's exciting for me because it's my passion. It's what I love to do. And the team that I have of 45 agents and now 3 vice presidents, that team, they love it too. They have a passion for it. So every time I meet someone, it makes it so easy to mentor and train if they have that built-in passion for that business.
Okay, we'll be back with Shirley Gary of About Sales, Inc. after this commercial break.
When was the last time you picked up a phone book? 95% of customers go straight to the internet to search for products and services. Will they find you if they don't know your company's name? Start an effective search engine optimization program today. Call M Relevance at 770-383-3360 or visit mrelevance.com.
Okay, and we're back with Shirley Gary of About Sales, Inc.
So Shirley, you've really been on the cutting edge of what I would call the rebirth of the Atlanta real estate industry mm-hmm. as builders have started forming and coming out of the ground. I know you've been really instrumental in working with what we'd call these new builders. Do you mm-hmm. want to talk to us about some of these builders and the products they're offering and what they're building today?
I would love to, Carol. That's, of course, the most exciting part, the end product and the homes and the beautiful homes that are coming up in all of the counties that we build in. We work with multiple builders in multiple counties. And in Cherokee County, we actually have homes that range anywhere from 150,000 up into the 300,000 and 400,000 range within Cherokee. And in Cobb, we have several neighborhoods, actually 7 neighborhoods, that are going to range anywhere from the 200s up to the 400s again. So you can see there's a great deal of buyers that are in that market today. And that's a very, very good market. And a lot of home buyers are looking to be in that market today. And a lot of agents, that's where their customers are. We also have Forsyth County, and those we have in the further reaches of North Forsyth, those you'll find 150s to 190 price ranges. And then in the closer end locations, you'll come back to that 200s to 400s range. And then when you get into your Fulton County areas, you've got your John Creek area, and then you have your South Forsyth and your North Forsyth areas. In all those pockets, most of the homes are selling in the 2s to 4s, although we do have a couple of really good opportunities in the 170s to the 240s, and those are located in South Fulton, and that's a very strong market today. Most people wouldn't know that, but it is. And then in Gwinnett County, we have another 8 communities ranging in price in the 150s up to the 200. That's a very good price point for Gwinnett County, and they haven't seen it in a long time. So that helps generate that success for that market that really has been growing for so strong for so many years. And there's still great buyers in that market for Gwinnett. And then in town, of course, you've got your in town market, and that's a little higher, guys. That's in your 500s to your 800s, maybe 900s sometimes. But I'll tell you, you can find out information on all of our communities that are coming up, our communities that are open, and it changes every day as we add these new exciting builders to our roster and of the homes we represent and love at our website. And definitely we recommend that you go there and visit our new home communities tab page so that you can see and explore all the things that we do.
Shirley, what kind of things and features or features of the process of buying a home are you finding home buyers getting excited about?
You know, a lot of buyers are getting excited today about outdoor living items such as an outdoor fireplace or screen porch. I think that with the change in everybody's attitude and feeling about their homes today, people are wanting to spend more time at home. They're not going to spend as much going out in frivolous funds. They're going to spend more time at home. It's going to be more of their nesting, rooting place. And so they're creating more of an environment, indoor and outdoor living, in which they can be at home and enjoy and entertain more.
And I would think, since you're across so many different counties and price ranges, you really have a lot of flexibility to point specific people to areas that have those kind of amenities, be it the outdoor living or walk to the neighborhood or the community involvement.
Yes, and we have them that range all across the board. But again, I think that it's universal today that you see that people are more interested in saving than spending. Right? We've come back to a different place and time.
I wouldn't have really thought of that. I mean, that's a really interesting point.
It is. You know, mentally and emotionally, that's where people are today. Economies up and down do drive different emotions. And the emotion that this is driving is I need safety. I need to stay at home more. I don't need to spend as much money. And so your home becomes much more than just a place to put your coat and go to sleep at night.
What types of incentives and specials are you seeing that, you know, your builders are offering for the holidays and for move-in ready homes, you know, through the end of the year?
There's a diversity of incentives that you will see out there per builder. And I'll tell you, to be honest, I think that any builder today is going to offer enough of a variety of options for you. So they may say on their sign, they've got this wonderful, you know, Christmas special. They do. Trust me, they have a wonderful Christmas special. And those things they try to tailor towards that buyer and towards that client to fit their specific needs. If it's a 150s buyer, maybe the screen porch isn't as important as us paying the closing cost, because they need that extra income to get in that home and they can build their screen porch later. But if it's that person and then they're in the 300s and the 400s, and they want to use that incentive, that builder's going to let it be tailored to what's important to that buyer.
Okay, Shirley, we're out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience how they can get more information about the work that you're doing with About Sales, Inc.
Just visit us at www.aboutsalesinc.com and come visit our neighborhoods.
Okay, Shirley Gary, owner broker with About Sales, Inc. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Okay.
Thanks.
Gobble, gobble.
And a quick shout out to you, Carol and Todd. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's a pleasure to be doing the show with you.
Thanks, Todd. Ditto.
Happy Thanksgiving to you,
okay.
too.
Okay. Well, that wraps today's show. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.